The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Give Jesus a big clap this morning. You can do better than that. You may please be seated. It's my privilege to welcome you to this Thanksgiving service, and I trust God that He's going to bless each and everyone here today in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. If you are one of those that God is going to bless today, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Beyond your expectations today, God is going to bless you. Beyond your imaginations today, God is going to bless you. If I were you, I would say a big amen. If I were you, I would say a big amen. We're going to the word very sharp this morning, and then we'll go to thank God. Positive changes, assessing positive changes via Thanksgiving. Assessing positive changes via Thanksgiving. What is positive changes? What do I mean? What do we mean when God said, I want to bring positive change to your life? What does He mean? Positive changes simply means a total turnaround or the transformation of a person's life. To God's actual plan and intention. The transformation, the turnaround of a person's life, so much so that it becomes exactly the way God wants it to be, not the way the devil wants it to be. Number two, what is positive changes, at least for the purpose of this morning, which is just like an introduction. What is positive change? It means new development or new testimonies. New developments, not developmental, developments and new testimonies. New developments and new testimonies. Now, when a sinner becomes born again, it's a positive change. When somebody who is poor becomes rich, it's a positive change. When somebody who is sick suddenly becomes healthy, it's a positive change. When a chronic failure with multiple consecrated carryovers becomes a person of straight A's, it's a positive change. When somebody who is single, who is trusting God to get married, is suddenly located by the right man. He's tall, he's handsome, he's the exact picture of what he has always been dreaming of. And he's also loaded pocketically. That's a positive change. Somebody is here this morning, there will be a positive change for you. When a lady who has been crying to God, Daddy, when are you going to answer me? This my two breasts is not for fashion alone, it's to give children food. When will you give me my own children? Suddenly. Somebody say suddenly. Somebody say suddenly. God will do somebody's own suddenly this month. I say God will do somebody's own suddenly this month. And suddenly, she misses her period. It's like a joke. And then she goes to the hospital. And they tell her, you are pregnant. That's a positive change. Somebody who has been for long, has been known by almost all the Okada riders in his area. Because of their uniform, they know him. All of them know him. He knows the number on their clothes because he has been backing on their Okada for long. He knows the number 10, number 20, number 30. He knows all of them. He knows their name and they know him. Suddenly, he cruises out of his compound in a nice ride And the glass is okay. The AC is blowing. He's doing his head like this in response to good music. And then the Okada man is looking at him. He's like, am I seeing right? Expect the seemingly impossible in this month of April. Expect the seemingly impossible in this month of April. I entered into this month with holy aggression. I entered into this month with holy aggression. And I know it means that it's time for God to answer our prayers massively. Someone say massively. Somebody say massively. It will get to a point we will not be able to take testimonies both Wednesdays and Sundays. We cannot take it because of the massive nature. You give one person one mic and the person is almost taking 30 minutes. One person. Friends, you will be among us. Amen. You will be among us. Amen. Let me hear your amen. Amen. The reason why Christ came is for your positive changes. Christ is not a person that doesn't that just goes to places aimlessly. It's just like when you see me in your house. You can't just expect to see me in your house. There must be a purpose. You don't see a prophet walking aimlessly all over the town. When you see me in your house, you know that there's more. Not to talk of the reason why Christ came. In those days, when Samuel moves to a particular place and he enters, they say, is it for peace? Prophet Samuel said, is it for peace? They say, it's for peace. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, the enemy cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the reason why I have come is for you to have life and to have that life more abundantly. More abundantly is another word for positive changes. Blessings that is beyond understanding. I'm taking you somewhere this morning because you are not here for nothing. Positive changes is the reason why Christ came. Positive changes is the reason why God is still on the throne. He's there to ensure that your change is sure. In Psalms 30 verse 5, he said, weeping may endure for a night. He said, but joy cometh in the morning. You might have wept before. You might have cried before. But God is saying, no matter what happens, I'm certain that in this month of April, that you will laugh last. Yeah. I say you will laugh last. Yeah. Don't bother yourself. I'm about to make a change in your life. In Isaiah 48, verse 18 to 19, say, remember ye not the former things, neither ye consider the things of old. Don't bother yourself about old things. Don't bother yourself about things of the past. Say, I am now set to do something new in your life and in your family. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. I am now set to do something new in your life and in the life of your family. I am now set to change your life. I am now set to bless you. And I'm now set to bring about positive changes in your life and in that of your family. Somebody is here today. That will be your testimony. Amen. All around, in every aspect of your life, there will be positive changes. In your studies, there will be positive changes. In your ministry, there will be positive changes. Beg your pardon, Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. 43. So God wants to change things. He wants to ensure that you don't remember the past. You know, it's so easy to forget the suffering of the past when small enjoyment comes. Hello? How many of us have been there before? You suffered at a point as a student. Even if you graduated, you got a job, you don't even remember all the suffering again. Very soon, you will not remember all these things you are passing through again. I said very soon, you will not remember all these things you are passing through again. Very soon, you will not remember all this suffering again. You will be so blessed that it will be almost unbelievable that you ever suffered before. I'm praying for you from the depth of my heart. Please let me hear your good amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Some of you think you are enjoying now. You are not yet enjoying. You think you are enjoying now. That's why your amen is not okay. But you are, because where God is taking you, where you are now, is like 0.01% of where you are going. If you can receive that, say, I receive it. There is a major key to this positive change. It's called thanksgiving. There is a major thing that provokes these changes. There is something very key that brings about these positive changes called thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the acknowledgement of God's deeds. The acknowledgement of God's deeds and acts and benefits in one's life. In Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2. Psalms 103, verse 1. Psalms 103 from verse 1. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not his... He has done me well. He has blessed me. But I must not forget. I must be a thanksgiver if I want a continuous flow of changes. Friends, I have tasted positive changes to a little extent. And I can tell you, one of the major factors is what I'm teaching this morning. Permanently addicted to saying thank you. Permanently addicted. Permanently addicted to say thank you. Permanently addicted to appreciating God. There's nothing God has done that is not okay, I'm not okay with. Nothing. And this has continued to provoke positive changes. Thanksgiving or praise is superior to prayer. And I can prove that from the scripture. The Bible says that Daniel prayed and God sent angels. And some powers held down the angels. But anytime you praise, God himself is the one that comes down to cause changes. When you pray, God will dispatch. That's why the Bible calls them, he calls them ministering spirits. Hello? I hope I'm not taking you too far into angel realm. Eh? What I'm just trying to say is that angels, they are spirits that minister. But they minister in response to prayer. You provoke them in prayer. And God dispatches them. But when you want God himself to step into your matter, put on your dancing shoes. When you want God, because thanksgiving is what God eats. And of course, nobody plays with food. No matter how long you fast, you will have breaks on Sunday. No matter how long you fast, you break one. God is hungry of many of us. He's hungry of our thanksgiving. We have deprived him. We have starved God. So take God is saying, I'm having all south of lack of food as a result of your thanklessness. Quickly this morning, important facts about thanksgiving that makes it to bring about positive changes. Important facts about thanksgiving that makes it to bring about. Number one, thanksgiving is the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Thanksgiving is God's will. That is God's will. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 18. That is his will. That's his will. That's his will. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. This is the, okay, for many of us who have grandparents, grandmothers that died, they left a will. Hello? Hello? Am I connecting with you this morning? Your grandparents or they left a will. Say, this is my will. This is how you should go about the sharing of my estate. Now, the Bible is saying here this morning that thanking God is God's will permanently. God can never reject thanksgiving. Out of the many food that God might like to eat, the only one that God can never say, I don't want what you are giving me, is thanksgiving. It's as serious as that. That's why many who are thankless eventually become useless. Because there's no, God doesn't have anything to do with them. Because they are not doing His will. Number two, important fact about Thanksgiving that makes it to provoke positive changes is Thanksgiving provokes God's hand. God permanently put His hand in His pocket like this. His two hands, His pocket is in a situation of inactivity until there's a Thanksgiving. Until there's a Thanksgiver moving Him. God is probably doing like this. Everybody look at me now. And then maybe the angels are singing. And then He's looking at you. Say, when are you going to move My hand? Oh, this morning. Honestly, I don't even know what's going on. Things are very bad. Things are worse. I've never seen a year like this. This is the worst year. God said, okay, continue. Then He put His hand permanently in His pocket. He is very relaxed on His executive chair. His hands cannot move until there's a mover. May you become a mover of God today. Amen. I say, may you become a mover of God today. Amen. May you become a mover of God today. Amen. May you become a mover of God today. Amen. May you become a mover of God today. Amen. May you become a mover of God today. Amen. May you be able to provoke God's hands today. Amen. Number three, important fact about Thanksgiving that makes it to bring forth positive changes is that Thanksgiving provokes completion. It's important to start many things, but completion matters a lot. Start your BSc, to complete it is important. Start your MSc, start your PhD. Anything you start and you don't complete is useless. Thanksgiving is the sequel that introduces the grace for completion. That's why money means it. You started something, because of that, you leave it. You thank God until there's a completion for it. You thank God to the extent that God cannot but complete that project. In Luke 17, verse 12 to 19, there were 10 lepers. And then, God just blessed them. And we want to be okay. And God just blessed them. And then only one of them came back. Only one of them came back. Only one of them, from verse 12 now, from verse 12 to verse 19. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when they saw them, when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest as the pastor. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Can you see that? All of them were dancing. The only person that one went on his knees. Awa dupe, eshe o, eshe o, Oluwa. Awa dupe, eshe o, eshe o, Oluwa. And then Jesus said, next verse now. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 that I cleansed? But where are the other 9? This is amazing. This is surprising. They thought everything is finished. Just collect miracle and go. And they were not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger alone. Only one came back. Only one came back. And he said unto them, arise and go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Now listen, what that place is saying is that thy faith has given you grace for completion. I have completed totally what I started in your life. I started your healing, but I perfected your healing. I have started I can't imagine that you just got small breakthrough, just little millions in your account. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million in your account. Because of that, your thanksgiving level drops. When God's intention is to take you to the level of 300 million, 3 billion, Just few thousands. You want to stop? You want to pause the flow of resources? May God grant you the grace to complete what you have started. I say, may God grant you the grace to complete what you have started. May God grant you the grace to complete what you have started. Friends, if I have 1 billion in my account now, my dance will not drop 1 second. It's of nothing. 1 billion now, as in now, just fresh 1 billion, apart from what I have myself. That God just bring 1 billion in my... because I'm still going further than that. May God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. Number four, important fact about thanksgiving that makes it to provoke positive changes is that thanksgiving is the key to welfare on earth. Our God is a God that looks after our welfare, just like we look after the welfare of our natural children. He looks after our welfare. I'm committed to the welfare of my children now. Very committed. Recently, my wife said one of my children, the shoe had problem. And I said, why? Why can't we buy an Ime shoe? And she said, she was looking at her. I said, will he be going to school with shoe that has problem? Now, how much more the Almighty? You can provoke God to place you in an enviable welfare status through your thanksgiving. He is committed to your welfare. To the extent that if it remains 1 minute for food to finish in your house, at all costs, food must come there by force, by fire. If it remains 1 minute for you to be broke in school, somebody somewhere must send something to you. Somebody somewhere must remember. I just remember you. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I was talking to a group of people yesterday. And when he got to a particular place, I said, pray very well. Pray very well. The reason why I said that is because I normally pray for each of those people. And when I get to that person's name, I will forget his name. Like, you have like 30-something people and you mention their name one by one. When you get to a particular person's name, you will not remember that person's name again. And you go to the others. Ensure that you are a tireless thanksgiver to the extent that God is committed to your welfare. He can never forget you. Somebody is here today. God will never forget you. I say, God will never forget you. Say, when my father and my mother forsake me, he said, when your father and your mother forsake you, he said, I will not forsake you. I will never abandon you. I will never put you to shame. Nobody let anybody leave you alone. If you are still with me, I am committed to your welfare. That's why I know that somebody is here. You will end this month in a very, very comfortable situation. Yeah. You will end this month of April in a brand new level in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I can't hear your loudest amen. Yeah. I can't hear your loudest amen. Yeah. I can't hear your loudest amen. Yeah. And of course, number five, important fact about thanksgiving is that thanksgiving takes you to the realm of sweatless and tireless change. Sweatless. You don't sweat. In Acts 16, from verse 25, the story of Paul and Silas, this guy did not sweat to come out of the jail of life. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, comma, and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. As you praise God today, may we hear you. How many of you have heard me when I say, lift up your voice to God? I'm not playing. You can't want to thank God and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And when I say, oh yeah, let us pray. Oh God, your voice is as if you want to tear. It's somehow. It means you don't understand the matrix, the calculation for change of levels. I've said it many times, sandwich your prayers with thanks. Immediately, if you are wise, I say, lift up your hands and thank God. Immediately, you lift your voice. Father, I thank you. Father, because you are preparing the ground. You are preparing the ground. You are clearing the ground. You are clearing the ground. So immediately, it's time for prayer. The first thing you say, God say, oh yeah, planted. Second one, planted. Third one, planted. Fourth one, planted. Seventh one, planted. And I say, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Again, lift your hands and thank God. You go again and say, thank God, so that you fertilize it and it will grow. Is somebody getting me this morning? This is how to do it. There's nothing mystical about positive changes. But if the sickle of thanksgiving is absent, life is a struggle. If the sickle of appreciation is absent, life is a struggle. You will never struggle. I say you never struggle. And the Bible says, and suddenly, as a result of their thanksgiving, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundation of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's band was loose. If you came here today with any form of bondage, it must be loose today in the name of Jesus. It must be loose in the name of Jesus. Somebody's here this morning, you came in with a debt bondage. Between now and Saturday, God will clear the entire debt. I say, God will clear the entire debt. God will clear the entire debt. Somebody's here this morning, you have a bondage of sickness. There's a pain in your right side. Continuous pain, radiating to your right leg. This morning, because you are going to thank God, every traces of pain in your body must disappear in the name of Jesus. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. As I begin to round up, how to thank God? How to secure positive changes through thanksgiving? Number one, thank God frequently. How to secure positive changes through thanksgiving? Number one, thank God frequently. Let your thanksgiving be frequent. Frequency. Don't put too much gap between your thanksgiving. I mean, looking at a man like David, you can get me that scripture in Psalm 119. He said, seven times a day do I praise God. Seven times a day. So the gap between his thanksgiving is not much. Seven times in a day. Seven times in a day. Seven times in a day. That's like how many? Psalm 119:164. God bless you. Seven times a day do I praise God because of his righteous judgment. Seven times in a day. Seven times in a day. So the gap, there is frequency. Someone say frequency. There is frequency in his thanksgiving. Some of us, the gap is too much. Every Sunday or every Wednesday and Sunday. The gap is too much. The gap between the last thanksgiving that you did and now is too much. Thanksgiving should be frequent. I was talking to one of my sons here recently. He said, I said, how many hours do you pray in the mornings? He said, 30 minutes. I said, 30 minutes, okay. 30 minutes. I said, okay, how many minutes of that time do you now use for worship? Because that 30 minutes is not even enough for worship. It's not enough in the morning. 30 minutes is not enough for worship. Except you are just a beginner. By the time I sing three songs, 30 minutes has gone. By the time I sing three songs, 30 minutes has gone. Let your thanksgiving be very frequent. In the taxi, you are thanking God. In the car, you are thanking God. In the kitchen, you are thanking God. In the office, you are thanking God. You are talking, you are moving within the house. You are thanking God. You are taking your bath, you are thanking God. Let the frequency be very regular. God is hearing your voice all the time. And he loves you all the time. That will be somebody's testimony. I said that will be somebody's testimony. That will be somebody's testimony. Don't let it be something you do once a while. I once told you, what you do occasionally does not bless you permanently. Anything you do just once in a while does not bless you permanently. It has to be very frequent, very frequent, very frequent. Number two, how to secure thanksgiving for positive changes. Number two, give your testimonies of God's goodness publicly. Give your testimonies publicly. God blessed me. God promoted me. God changed my level. God saved me from Okada accident. I want to thank God. I want to appreciate God for what God has done for me. God helped me. God did this. God did. Give your thanksgiving. Let it be something that is done with testimony. Testimonies always birth more testimonies. Immediately you shoot the arrow of testimony, it comes back with you with more testimonies. Can't imagine somebody who is 17 years old say, I've never given a testimony in my life. If you have not, from that 17 till you are 20, give testimonies uncountable times. Uncountable times. Uncountable times. Uncountable times. Keep giving testimonies. Keep giving testimonies. Keep giving testimony every time. Share it in the cell fellowship. When they say, is there anybody with a testimony? Don't say, I don't have testimony. You have testimony. Breath, income. Money you are spending, income. Protection. Your children are going to school. Sometimes in the day, because of the schedule I run, I'm unable to see my children for maybe more than 30 minutes in the year. Maybe when I just go back and I go to their room and just bless them, they're already sleeping. Sometimes, because of the kind of schedule I run, who is taking care of them? Who is nurturing them? Who is preserving them from destruction? Let your testimony be frequent. Number three, how to secure positive changes through thanksgiving. Don't keep any glory to yourself at all for all that God is doing in your life. Anything that God has done for you, don't keep any glory to yourself. Don't worry, quiet. Lala isi eyi o ma le si emi Jehovah. Oh Jehovah. Psalm 103 verse 5, he said, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. That's verse 6. Verse 7, he maketh known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous his mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Now let me quickly jump. Let me jump to verse 13. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Now look, as you can see how wonderful our God is. He's blessing you. Return the glory to him. The Bible says, he said, give God the glory due to him. Every single thing that God does for you, return the glory to him. Anything that they say, somebody says, congratulations. They say, we thank God. Anything, you say, we thank God. Bible said they looked unto him. Their faces were lightened and they were not ashamed. Don't Don't take the glory. Don't accept the glory. You know, some people sometimes send me texts thanking me, this one, and I will just reply them, we thank God. I appreciate you. That is, don't kill me before my time. I'm not the doer. It is God. Thank you. I appreciate the appreciation, but I'm not worthy. I mean, it is what God gives you opportunity to do that you can do. I mean, you don't get what I'm saying. It is only what gives you opportunity to do that you can do. What He doesn't give you opportunity to do, you can't do. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our hands
in worship, as we bless your holy name.
Oh, you deserve the glory
and the honor. So we lift our voice in worship as we bless your holy name.
For you are great. For you
are great.
You do
miracles so great.
There is no one else like you. Just quiet. Thank God. 1 minute. Everybody. Now. Right now. Just thank God. 1 minute. Anyhow you can. You like you stand. You like you sit. But thank Him. Just thank Him. He's the one doing it. Thank Him. Everybody here. Anything you can remember. Your wife. Your children. Your property. Your job. Your health. Johnny Mercy. Everything. Lift up your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. 1 more minute. Thank Him. Thank Him passionately. Who are you? If not for God, if not for God's grace, who am I? Who am I? Thank Him. More seconds. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Thank Him, everybody. Oh God. Amen. I've not finished my message. I'll just take 2 more points, but God just spoke to me now. That you are to thank Him because He has not allowed your enemy to laugh over you. Go ahead and do that now. Thank Him. God did not allow your enemies to carry drum over you and be drumming and be happy over you. Thank Him. Oba ti o je ka ye fi mi se yeye alagbara. Oh God. Jesus' mighty name. Take your seat. How to secure positive changes through thanksgiving. Number 4 is thank Him lavishly. Lavish. When they say a guy buys something for a lady lavishly, you know what I mean. Most ladies want those kind of guys. I want somebody that will be showering me with gifts lavishly. Say, what's your love language? Gifts. what's your love language? Oh, gifts. Surprises. Wonderful. Just surprise me. That's my love language. Now, surprise God with your thanksgiving. Let Him be surprised. I say, I'm surprised though. Just like some women are normally surprised when their husband tell them I love you. Some women, it's a surprise. I heard the story of some men were in a meeting, a men's meeting, and the wife and the preacher said to the men, many of you, the reason why your life is always hard to you is because you don't say I love you often. You don't say I love you often. And the men were looking like this. Okay, say now, pick your phones now and text your wife and tell her I love you. So they sent the text and they said, now pass your phone to another friend so that they can read the reply of your wife. Then immediately they passed the phone. The wife, the wife replied immediately and said, who is this, please? Because she has never seen such, but the husband said, who can this be using my husband? Who is this? Who is texting from here, please? Another one replied, another man reading it. He said, I know you want to borrow money again, Abby. Shout hallelujah. Love God. Shower God with thanksgiving lavishly. Let your thanksgiving be done lavishly. Do it lavishly. Change your posture often. Don't be rigid. Just rigid. If you like your kneeling, if you like your standing, if you like your... Just lavishly, you will see that he will change his action towards you. Humanly speaking, your heart is naturally touched by those that appreciate you. Hello? Your heart is naturally touched. If somebody appreciates you so much, thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God. You appreciate the person. But somebody who does not appreciate you. We sent a seed from our church here to another church some time ago. And it took them maybe almost more than 1 week before they sent the text. We just want to appreciate your seed sent to us. God will appreciate it for you, or God will. They don't do things like that. I just want to appreciate. As if it's a right. It's not a right. Thank God immediately. Thank God with sincerity. Father, who am I? Who am I to even deserve this? Who am I? Who am I? This one is too much. It's too much. This thing is too much. And God said, you have not seen anything. Yesterday night as I was walking, God told me, he said, anywhere there is grass, he said, you will prosper there. He told me, not that maybe I read it from internet. He said, anywhere grass is in this world, if you go there, you will prosper. You will get to that level when your appreciation is too much. So God, thank you for the success of this thing. Thank you for today's food. Thank you for this meeting, you know, that was successful. This cloth I'm wearing, Mama, do well on you. He said, anywhere grass is, if you get there, you must prosper there. That will be your own testimony in the name of Jesus. And number 5, where we stop this morning. How to secure positive changes through thanksgiving. Give him your best and also lay your burdens aside. Many of us come to thanksgiving service with burden. But how is this month going to be like now? Say, cast all your burdens upon him. For what? He careth. God cares for you. The reason is that many of us doubt God because we can't see him face to face. Like I'm seeing this man now. I'm seeing this gentleman. I'm seeing that lady. Because you can't see him face to face. But if you walk with him very well, you can see him. If you walk with him very well, you can see him. Moses saw him. But ensure that when you appear in his presence, forget your burdens. Forget your debt. Forget how long you have been single. Forget how long you have been trusting God for children. Focus your attention on the appreciation of the Almighty. Don't bother yourself. And you have issue at home. I should dance so that when I now dance, Abby, I will now go back to meet my problem. Let me just be carrying it. No, don't do that in Thanksgiving. Leave your burdens aside. Cast your burden onto him. Hand over your problems to him. Don't even do like you have a problem. Because in actual fact, you don't have a problem. There is somebody here this morning. Throughout this month, you are going to laugh. Everything that represents a body to you, I challenge them in the name of Jesus. I challenge that body in the name of Jesus. I challenge that problem in the name of Jesus. I challenge that situation in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.